Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ian Eagle of CBS Sports, what's the weirdest thing you've ever snuck into a game?
As a broadcaster, as a fan?
Either way.
What are we breaking it down into?
Yeah, either way. What's the weirdest thing you've brought into a game? I mean, sweet potatoes are odd.
Yeah, I mean, who hasn't snuck a sneak potato into a game?
Right.
You haven't lived until you've experienced that. You know, as a fan, I definitely snuck in alcoholic beverages. That was something that was pretty much par for the course. As a young person, as a broadcaster, the crazy part, I mean, this is insane to say it, and it actually happened in Kansas City. It's part of the NCAA tournament. You're not allowed to bring bottled water.
Yes.
Onto the court,
right?
Because it's a sponsorship issue. And I tried to explain many years ago to a security guard, I go, look, I'm doing four games. I need to bring bottled water. I can't have open cups of water because it's going to get all over my notes. This was an actual conversation I had, when, I think 1998, 1999, and the guy looked at me like I was from a different country. So I smuggle in bottles of water at the NCAA tournament. I'm going to admit it here on live radio.
Well, and I think, I think you're right about that. Those guys who monitor the NCAA kind of floor where the media goes.
It's monitored better than the actual NCAA is.
Yeah.
They are more militant about bottled water than they are
very
about
much.
Rules violations. It's not even close.
Very much so. Very much so. I feel like I am doing something so illegal when I do this every year. I pack it into my bag. I hope that the guy says, hey, yo, let me see your bag. It happened once.
Yep.
Like that moment, a very sobering moment where I'm like, oh, this guy's going to crush me. And he did. He confiscated my water.
Okay, illegal water being brought in by Ian Eagle of CBS Sports. Well, kind of a theme that we have going on today, we're asking, you know, on the text line, we're doing a Twitter poll, we're asking folks that we have on today, who's Patrick Mahomes' biggest rival right now? Is it Josh Allen or is it somebody else?
Or who will it be?
I would say it's probably Josh Allen. And the thing that struck me doing the game last week, Buffalo, New England, while Allen was in complete control and had command of that game from the very start to the very end, it reminded me of Mahomes from 2 years earlier. When you worked the Kansas City game during that MVP season, every time he was under center or taking the snap from the gun, I thought something positive would happen. He would make it happen. And you were actually surprised if a pass was incomplete or if a play lost yards. And that was the thing that struck me calling the game. That's the last time I felt that way in regards to a quarterback, where every single play is expected to be a success. And I think it works in your statement in regards to who would be the biggest competition right now. It would be Josh Allen for Patrick Mahomes.
You were able to think being so cold at that game the other day?
That was real, man. I went in with a pretty good attitude, and I got there, and the windows were closed, and we're in the booth, and I'm thinking to myself, it's not going to be that bad. It's going to be fine. You psych yourself out. And 1 hour before kick, we open up the windows, and about 5 minutes into that, I kept saying to myself, no, we're good, we're good, it's not that bad. And then 10 minutes into it, I realized that we were in trouble. And they had rented these heaters that did nothing, unfortunately. They really should consider getting their money back. It was producing air, but not with any warmth behind it. So now, after the whole experience, I started shivering in the third quarter, my jaw locked up on a few calls. I had like PTSD. Yesterday, it's not even cold in New Jersey, and I walked outside. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm going back in. I got to get another layer. So when I see that I get the assignment, Tennessee and Cincinnati, I go right to the forecast. It's supposed to be like 35 on Saturday. And I look at it, and I said, oh, my God, that's awesome. Oh, I'm so pumped up for 35. Because it was 2 degrees at one point in Buffalo, and it felt it.
It's single digits here this morning, so at least you're not coming to Kansas City. But at least Kurt Warner gave you his jacket to wear during that game. Is that the coolest hand-me-down you ever got?
You pulled it off.
I would think so. You know, I didn't have older brothers, so I didn't get those kind of hand-me-downs growing up. I'm thinking I was in a fraternity at Syracuse, and a couple guys gave me their sweatshirts that had the fraternity's name on it. That was about it. That's the only hand-me-down I can recall. Yes, by far, best hand-me-down I've ever gotten. Kurt Warner FedExed me his jacket to my hotel in Buffalo. He was so excited about it. Like, at some point, you think maybe you're getting catfished. It really isn't Kurt Warner texting you. Or it's the Seattle Seahawks Kurt Warner, and he's into it for some reason. I had no idea that he was so overwhelmingly into this, and I wore the jacket at halftime. It was very warm, I must say. Kurt was not selling me a bill of goods here. It was real, and it was pretty spectacular.
It looked fantastic. Well done. Well played by you. As we talk to Ian Eagle here on 610 Sports Radio with the greatest Seinfeld reference of all time. How much does Buffalo need this win? Because I think this is a game that Buffalo needs to win more than Kansas City needs to win this game, just for moving forward in the future, perception and have we arrived type stuff.
Yeah, I think, you know, you guys, me, anybody in the media gets enthralled by the storylines, because that's what drives the narrative. And if you're going to strip away everything and you talk to the players individually, you talk to the coaches, if you bring up any of this stuff, they dismiss it. They don't think that way. They don't view it that way. And I get it. Through the lens of a player, a competitor, a coach, you're just locked in on this game. You're not thinking about the ramifications. But for us, I'm with you 100% in the evolution of the Buffalo Bills. It's going to be one of those games that is looked at as a crossroads for this group. What they did last week against New England, exercising some demons, having this full release at home in front of a packed house in Orchard Park, doing it against the team that was the standard, not just in the league, but more specifically in your division, where, as we all know, if you can't get through your division, you can't do anything in the league. So for Buffalo, that was a big moment. I see this as equal footing, considering what Kansas City has accomplished, considering what the Bills believe their ceiling is. They believe they can win a Super Bowl. If they lose this game, everything you just alluded to, they will feel as if the season did not fulfill what they expected it to be. So with that on the line, with this team on the run that they're on right now, I believe it does mean a great deal to the organization, to Buffalo. Not to say it doesn't mean something to Kansas City. It does. But if you look at all the circumstances involved, this is a huge game for the Bills franchise.
Ian Eagle of CBS joining us, called the Bills game last week. He's on Cincinnati at Tennessee this week. Turned into an arms race, too. Obviously, the Bills were fantastic on Saturday, and I felt like the Chiefs went, well, whatever you could do, watch us do it as well.
Yeah.
But it turned into kind of an arms race. When you're looking at now this matchup this week, I think you're going to have the defense make a play. Which defense do you maybe see having better success against a high-powered offense?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think they had similar experiences this year in many ways, because the expectations were so high for both teams, and they did sputter at stretches. We know Kansas City smack in the middle of the year, and I had done a bunch of the games early that they were winning, games they were supposed to win, and they were winning, but they were winning a little bit ugly, and it wasn't in the prolific fashion that we had come to expect with KC. So everybody sensed, something's a little off with this Chiefs team, and it was certainly on the defensive side, but even offensively, it wasn't crisp. It wasn't working the way that it worked in previous years. A lot of those passes, even though it was infrequent from Mahomes in previous years, would be incomplete off a deflection. But then this year they were getting intercepted, and they were going the other way, and sometimes they were going all the way. So I think Kansas City felt the strain of that and then came through the other side with the defense playing much better towards the end of the season. And yet, as we hit the postseason, we didn't quite know how was this going to look. Well, the offense was extraordinary in the wild card round. And now, as you stated, it's going to come down to the defense, and we have the same questions that have popped up previously. Buffalo, number one defense in the NFL in total defense, number one defense in scoring defense, yet I don't think they get a whole lot of pub for it. Their defense, it's not littered with superstar after superstar after superstar, and I think that's probably why they're not getting the kind of attention that a team that has number one in both categories would normally get. Bills defense, they were really good last week. It was a rookie quarterback. They took advantage of it. And then they just started rolling along. When the offense was putting up points, you realize New England couldn't play in a track meet. Kansas City can. They can. They can match them touchdown for touchdown, and that's what makes this game so intriguing. The Bills defense, though, is legit. And if you're asking me which defense would come through of the two, there would be more confidence in Buffalo right now the way they've been playing.
What about your game this weekend? Tennessee versus Cincinnati. Everybody's talking Chiefs-Buffalo as the de facto AFC championship game. There's two other teams that are like, hey, we got an opportunity to play next week too, you know?
Yeah, I do get that feel that it's kind of been varsity, junior varsity conversation, and it's not fair. Cincinnati is really fun, and what you saw last week against the Raiders, for them to win a playoff game, to do it for the first time in 31 years, to have a quarterback in Joe Burrow who is really confident and borderline into that cocky category, but in a good way. When you meet with him in these production sit-downs, you walk away understanding why guys follow him. He's not just saying the right things. He means it. He feels it. That's a presence. And you can tell. You can tell pretty early with these QBs which guys have it. And he definitely does. Cincinnati, they've got a fun story developing here. Now, talk about Tennessee. They're the number one seed in the AFC, yet they're not necessarily a hot topic of conversation. But you've got Derrick Henry coming back. To me, he was the MVP of the league until he got injured, until the broken foot. How does he hold up? Is it the same Derrick Henry? He certainly changes the game. He might change the playoffs. That's how good a player he is. Mm. That's how dominant. That's how intimidating he is. So this game, to me, has a lot of meat on the bone. And if I'm a team that wins this game, Cincinnati or Tennessee, I would still feel good moving forward that you have the ability to win a game and go to the Super Bowl. Tennessee would have home field advantage, of course. And if Cincinnati wins, they will be the hottest team in the NFL. The way they performed at the end of the season, they do not turn the ball over. Their defense has come up big play after big play. This game, to me, will garner more attention when the weekend is done, when people realize, oh, wow, whoever survived that, that's a quality team.
I'm glad you said that about Joe Burrow, because Josh and I, Ian, have been watching the Joe Montana documentary on Peacock, and if you haven't watched it yet, make sure you get an opportunity to do that. You just see how like cool Joe Montana is. Like, it's some of the stuff that they show during the games. Like, he found out the phone that calls up to the booth, if you hit 9 dials an outside line, he'd be calling his wife in the middle of games and just talking to her on the bench. Like, crazy, crazy stuff, right? Joe Burrow has that coolness factor. I think, like, of all the quarterbacks remaining, and maybe of all the quarterbacks in the NFL, he exudes that coolness factor. And you kind of touched on that with us, you know, when you were talking about him. You just look at Joe Burrow and you feel like he's been there, he's done that, he's got this.
Yeah, there's this vibe of a veteran, and he's only in his second year. He's the youngest QB left in the playoffs right now. And I don't necessarily feel that way when you talk to him. Normally with rookies, first-year guys, second-year guys, when you sit down with them, there's a tentativeness, and they're guarded. Joe, he's not in your face about it, but if you ask a direct question, he gives you a direct answer. And that normally doesn't happen until year five, year six, year seven. with a QB once they get the lay of the land. So I know it's only a sit-down with the announcers doing the game, but it is a snapshot. You do get a little taste or a little window into what these guys are all about. He impressed me from the first time that we met him, and then you watch him on the field, he backs it up. You know, there is a coolness, there is a calmness, and that comparison is real. He's got a lot of time left in front of him, but he believes he's going to win a championship in Cincinnati. He might believe he's going to win multiple championships. He keeps telling anyone that'll listen that, hey, this is just the beginning. What happened last week, the streak is over, the futility comes to an end. That's not it. He didn't get over the hump with that win, and that's what you want from your quarterback, that, hey, this was one playoff win. There are going to be a lot more.
Ian, enjoy the game on Sunday. Stay warm, and we'll talk to you soon.
And wear the Kurt Warner jacket again.
Yeah, you know, I still have it. There's rumors that it might be going elsewhere, like the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, but at this moment, I still have it.
You guys should seriously
that's
do
a fun
that.
Bit.
Where
yeah.
is
just
the
keep,
jacket going to end up next?
Around.
That's fantastic.
I just gave you a little taste of what might happen. I don't know if it's going to happen, but it's out there. It's in the ether.
Okay.
All right. I like that. Keep your eye on it. Ian, have a great call, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. All the best. Always great talking to you.
Take care. Ian Eagle of CBS with us here on 610 Sports Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.